Before we start the podcast, I just want to let you know, this weekend, I am doing the charity ab sale that Joe McGrath so graciously signed me up for without my knowledge, right? That's the bad news. The good news is, it is actually for a fantastic cause. Francis House Children's Hospice offers care to over 2,000 people at any one time, giving them all sorts of support, including end-of-life care. They're an incredible charity. They do amazing work around Greater Manchester, and they need your support. There's a link to a Just Giving page in the description. We put a target of £300. Ideally, I'd like to smash that. Honestly, if you can give a little bit, please, please do, because it's a fantastic charity. And also, even if you're just paying a little bit, just to see me go an abseil down a Trafford Centre that I don't even want to do, I still can't believe Joe did that. But make sure you check out Francis House. The link's in the description. Please, like I said, do give generously where you possibly can. They offer amazing support to people who need it the most. So click the link in the description.
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, another Friday edition of the spectacle you all love and enjoy.
We find ourselves here again, don't we, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe Smith?
I'm very well, how are you?
Good, and we're on a buzz.
Ethan James in the corner.
Hey. Oh yes, hello, I am in the corner. Hey.
What's up with your hair?
Yeah, you just did a little flick there.
I don't know.
And Dom is here as well.
Dom, how are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, very good.
It's been my birthday since we last spoke.
Aww.
What did you all get me?
We don't know yet, because it hadn't happened.
Yeah, but what are you going to get me?
What did you get me?
What, for your 30th?
Yeah.
Just a fucking great handshake. I'm sure I got you some good stuff for your 30th, didn't we, Ethan?
No, was he America?
We were away. I left before you're 30, and I swear I got you something in New York.
Did you?
Yeah, like a round or something.
How old are you?
Oh, great, I'm 30.
How old are you?
29 now.
Really?
You always do this.
It's the big 3-0 this
big
week.
Big 3-0?
Yeah.
No, not this week. I'm 29.
I'm 2 years.
Oh, 28 now. I'm 29. Then I'm going to be 30. Wait, next year.
We know how numbers work in ascending order. How fucking old are you?
When this goes out, I'm officially 29.
Okay, so me speaking to Joe McGrath in this room right now, you're 28. 28. Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm 3 years older than you.
That's not bad, is it?
You look 153 years older than him.
I've always felt really old.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you
showed us a picture a few minutes ago of you when you're a bit younger. Show that to Joe.
Get that for you.
How old are you in this? 25?
Yes.
So 25 years old.
Ethan's age.
This is about 4 years before I met him, because I met you just before your 30th.
It turns out that drink and bad mental health really takes a toll on a person. Well, I think I look quite good.
Oh,
anyway.
Look you there. Yeah, you do look smashing there, Dom.
Yeah.
Show the camera,
you've
Dom.
Changed a little bit.
Yeah, ready for the acting world? Oh, you can't really see.
Bring it closer to you, Tom, and you
we'll
can.
Put it in. We'll put it in the pod.
Hello.
Yeah.
What
was that guy doing?
What?
On an average day, because now we know it's roughly speaking, awake, pretend to be a crab, buy some booze, go to the casino, wake up with £1,000 in your wallet, repeat. What was an average day of the life of that guy?
It was going to...
Where do you live, first of all?
In Broccoli in East London.
You live in a Broccoli?
It's a place called Broccoli. I used to go to I used to walk up this hill to this park with my big coat, even in summer, and go into this cafe that lots of young mummies were in. Oh, so it was me with a big coat on.
Did they like you being in there?
Not at all. And I used to order the kids' meal as well. So I used to get pitters and hummus and they used to cut me little cucumber sticks.
I think they just cut anyone that. They just didn't cut you.
and they used to sit outside and write poems and think I was this kind of genius. I was so, so depressed though.
Really?
Yeah, really bad. So a little bit better than... But back then I had... vision of what I would be.
Mm.
You see, every passing year from then, the kind of vision of what I wanted to be.
What about that question? Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time, Dom?
Well, I don't know now.
But then,
probably a monk, because I'm as each year passes, I become less and less interested in the material world.
Can monks still do podcasts?
Yeah, probably not. Definitely.
Oh, maybe actually.
Yeah,
there's some monks near where we live. Yeah, so you can get on the bus.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
On the bus?
You still can get the bus.
Yeah, you can get a bus.
Oh, right, okay.
You can walk everywhere. They've got flip-flops on as well.
Maybe.
iPad.
Oh, do you know what? One of them was on Facebook Live by the pond yesterday.
Right.
Which I thought was... Is that right?
Very good, really.
But the progressive, are they? In the 21st
I know, but I wouldn't want a phone or anything like that. I'd want to wake up and then tend to some courgettes or something and go to bed.
Right.
And eat fish on Fridays.
That's not a monk's life, is it? A monk doesn't just wake up, throw some water on a courgette and go to bed.
Well, that's what I want.
Okay, so monk is probably the wrong word for that.
You just want to be a man, a farmer.
Yeah.
A farmer?
Do you look after animals?
I just want to be a hermit. A pig. I could look after a pig, maybe.
You sleep there next to it.
What, exactly. When you say look after a pig, do you mean genuinely care for a pig or look after a pig the way David Cameron looks after pigs?
I don't think I'd have intercourse with a pig. I think
you wouldn't rule it out.
I think me and the pig would live probably a symbiotic lifestyle.
I can imagine very quickly in this relationship a shot of you and a pig both sat on stools clinking glasses together. Right, he's pouring cider into your glass. You're pouring it later in the night straight into his piggy mouth. I think you and that pig would be fucking best mates.
Yeah.
Always like under your arm when you're walking around the shops holding it up. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Called Horatio. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Incredible. He's got a little waistcoat on, monocle. Yeah. Looks like the front of a very bespoke mustard.
Absolutely. Oh, nice. And you know what I imagine it? You know that pig in The Simpsons, that university pig?
Yeah.
That's got that little red hat on and Homer pulls its tail. Yeah. Curly, straight. Curly, straight, and then bites his arm.
Yeah.
That guy.
It's obviously, I want to get onto your birthdays of the past, Dom, in a few minutes. But to let people know, I'm currently in Glastonbury. Ethan's currently on a lad's holiday.
Albufeira. Albufeira.
You'll be fearing who?
It's in Portugal.
Isn't that what you rub on yourself when you get sunburned?
Albufeira. name the squad.
It's a bit trimmed from previous years, but
falling out, have you?
We've got the Heed. Jack. We've got Nick. We've got Andy Hunt. We've got Purdy, and we've got Adam. And then there's Alan. No, Alan.
Alan this year.
Alan was meant to be going to Nevada from that man who he drank under the table in New York and won that as a prize to go live at the man's house in Nevada for 3 weeks.
Sorry.
Rewind.
Where was I for this?
Rewind. Never a story you brought up on the pod. This is new. Don't pretend like you've spoken about this before.
I love that he's just put arguably the best story he's ever had as a sort of, you know, that time when I didn't even mention this once.
What? I thought Alan went to New York with one of his two females. And I can get into too much detail about
one
that.
Of his two females.
So he's got two females.
Can we say women and not got? Maybe, you know, that implies ownership, which I don't love.
Two individuals he might be talking to. I don't think they know about each other. It's
cool, but they do now. Because luckily, we've said his first and surname on this podcast.
I'll bleep his surname.
No, only one of them got taken to New York.
That's
the one he likes the most.
I don't know. When he was there, she was asleep and he went out to a pub. And it was like a Newcastle United theme pub.
Women love it when you do that, by the way. Do you know, just as soon as they drop off, fuck off to the pub. Get enough of that.
So he's with someone. They're in a hotel. She's fallen asleep and he's gone, I'm going to the pub.
So Alan's gone to the pub and he's met a man there. And the man says, I bet I could drink you under the table. And Alan said, fuck off. And then Alan drank him under the table. And he said, well, since you've done that, you can come stay at mine in Nevada and go to this fucking motorcycle event or something.
Right. Alan's been sold into the slave trade. I can tell you that with 100% certainty. Some bloke who we don't even know exists, he could just be some figment of Alan's imagination, says, drink me under the table and ye receive a visit to Nevada, all paid for by me and myself.
He must have believed he's going to Nevada then, because he decided to choose that over the lad's holiday.
Well, yeah, and then it turns out Newcastle United were playing in Japan, so he sacked that off and is going to Japan now.
So Alan in Japan.
So he's now going to
that
Japan.
That is a fucking show.
You can't do Nevada at the same time.
What, well, isn't this a pre-season game?
He goes to every Newcastle game, home and away, yeah.
Do football teams go to Japan?
For pre-season, just to get the name about.
In Japan? Newcastle in Japan?
Yeah.
Do you have many friends outside of this room?
Not many, innit? Considering he never replied to you that time.
True.
Well, I don't have. I used to probably have more, but they've all kind of moved on.
You do have quite a few friends. You're not short.
No,
on
I'm
friends.
Not short on friends, but no. I don't see them as much as usual to have that strong bond as I used to have.
That's incredible. If I'm Alan, I know obviously going to watch Newcastle versus Osaka in Japan will be wicked because you get to go to Japan.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing what the hell is going on in that all expenses trip to Nevada for some bloke. I absolutely don't know whatsoever. That's a story, that, isn't
it? Yeah, it might be too hot in Nevada at this time of year.
That's true, yeah.
It's going to be boiling.
Alan, have you ever seen it where people, they put those boiling hot, they get like a ball, I don't know where it's made from. And they hold it over a fire until it's glowing red. It's a metal ball.
Yeah.
And they put it into like marshmallow or like ice and just go straight through. That's what Alan would be like in Nevada. Yeah. Just the sun, just his head is melting down like, in real time. Like a candle in fast motion. He'd just be dead by the time he got from the edge of the aeroplane to his check-in.
Oh.
Have you seen those big lasers people make in Nevada?
Yeah.
So they've got a big sheet of glass and they focus the sun rays onto a point.
Have you seen this? There's one bloke in particular and his voice is amazing. You know the one, I turned the laser onto a stone to see if I could turn it into glass. Have you seen it?
No, I've not.
Very quickly,
watch it.
The stone starts spitting out bits of rock. And then a pool begins.
I have watched an American build the world's brightest torch. Have you ever seen that?
And he puts it outside the window.
Oh, mate.
And 100,000 raccoons die instantly.
And the city pitch black. Yeah. Boom!
Have you seen the meme next to it where someone's in bed like that?
Yeah.
And then there's a video next to it. He turns on the torch and the person goes...
Birthdays of the past. It's my birthday. Thank you all for
your amazing
gifts.
Happy birthday, by the way.
What is it laughing at him?
Didn't you believe it's his birthday? What do you mean? What's that?
Happy birthday, Joe.
What are you going to get me a present?
Bring him something back from your holiday.
Oh, that's nice.
That would be nice, actually.
A local delicacy. Although, to be fair, the only thing he eats when he goes on holiday is full English breakfast. Yeah. So at least bring him back a cold hash brown.
Oh, yes.
What do you remember from your birthdays as a child? Did you have any, like, did you used to do anything to celebrate Wacky Warehouse or anything?
We used to go to this place called Kids for Kids, some four kids or something. And it was one of those warehouses that has all those ropes and things contained at the back and it's in big square boxes and you go in and there's those bubbly balls or whatever they're called, ball pit, which you can't get out of if you get into it. But it had a slide that was essentially vertical. Oh. And everyone was terrified of it, but it was so exhilarating. It was vertical. It had just the tiniest bend at the end. Mm.
Just to fire you into the canteen.
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Yeah, it was all right. I remember one birthday recently, though. I went to London to visit the escort and her friends. Back when she was with the German who she broke up with and has been terminally depressed for 10 years. And they were all doing lots of ketamine and lots of LSD and things.
Nice.
And I'm not a big fan of that because the guy called, I don't care, I can say his name, he's an arsehole.
No, you shouldn't.
He's not giving a second name though. How many people do you know called?
Exactly. Oh, thousands, yeah, you're right. I know a fucking load of Germans.
So he used to put and stuff, and we invited a guy round who everyone used to, all the men used to have sex with at school. Men as in 18-year-olds, and he was 18 at the same time, let's clarify that. And he was like, come round, and he played the trumpet, but he's bald now. He used to have very good hair.
Is that a euphemism?
He played the trumpet?
Well, he did play, yes, I suppose it is, but he also played the trumpet. And he had a micro penis, but that's by the by. And so by the one point...
It's not by the by, though, is it? It's pretty relevant.
How do you know he's got a micro penis?
Because everyone used to talk about people's penises if they were having sex with men at school. And
how many people were having sex with men at school?
Most of the prefect corridor were having sex with each other, even though they had girlfriends. It was rampant. All those myths about boarding school are true. I wasn't.
Crazy. So if boarding school because I don't think we ever really got into boarding school. It's quite fascinating for me as someone who'd never went.
Yeah, same.
What happens if your birthday is when you're at boarding school?
Birthday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did they just have your birthday?
Can your mum and dad come see you?
Yeah, if they want to.
Well, no. Well, I'm from Manchester and I went to boarding school in Manchester. Have a fucking guess where I went because there's only one, really. Let me clarify this. I went when I was 16, so I'm not one of the... I'm not a terminal... 16. Yeah, so I went to a really shitty high school from 11 to 16.
Yeah.
I got a scholarship to boarding school, yeah. So I'm not one of those...
Yeah. For 2 years you went there. Yeah. But everyone was shagging each other.
Yeah, they were. So, and then we found out he had a micropenis because he had sex with another guy who had a micropenis.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, we were having LSD on my birthday.
That's like, you know when you're
London.
Trying to put in a really small, difficult earring in the back of your girlfriend's ear? That's got to be what, that's like fucking, the threading on that, it has to be so, like trying to get a thread through a needle.
Yeah.
Almost impossible, just bending and hitting the wall before it can even get in.
So we're all in this room, and I was kind of sober at this point, because I don't want to do ketamine or anything like that. And they all started to get naked.
Why does it always end with nudity, doesn't it?
I don't know. I instigate these things. I'm just around these areas.
The friendship circles that you've chosen or that you've been sort of at times perhaps sort of forced into due to who was around has perhaps had some, in some way, led to some of the difficulties that you seem to have now. Because it doesn't seem like many of your relationships are particularly traditional.
No, they're not at all. I think because all the artists and musicians I know have come from money, they live that lifestyle regardless, and they can get away with having a normal lifestyle whilst doing all the stupid stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
But if I do the stupid stuff, I just end up destitute and at home.
So everyone gets nude?
Yes. And then...
Did they just look at
when was
other?
Is this on your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Where the hell are the candles?
Little tea light.
And then one of my friends, who's a composer from Salford, he's very good actually.
I love the add-ons.
Yeah, me too.
And his dad works as a boiler repairman. He gets bored and starts to feel awkward because everyone's naked and he's not. And this is his rationality behind it. He goes, I'm bored and I feel awkward. So to feel like I fit in, he goes to start sucking off the trumpet guy.
No. It doesn't work like that, really,
this
does
is
it?
So
life doesn't work like this,
the
does it?
Crazy.
Because he's felt awkward.
Is he a gay man?
No, he's not.
But there's nothing like Dom's birthday awkwardness to just change a fundamental part about who you are.
Your birthday, everyone's in this room.
Where are you in all of this?
There's a composer from Salford sucking off a small willy trumpet man.
Yeah.
Not to completion.
No, he was flaccid all the way through.
Oh, at least enjoy it.
Yeah. It was a big rigmarole.
And then how does this end?
Or I go home. It was too much. And the German kept rearranging the plants in his room all night. And then they put on Rocky. And then they were talking for a long time. And then I tried to get to sleep, but I couldn't get...
Are people touching each other and doing stuff, or was it just that and they just happened to be naked?
Just that, and the rest of them were naked and talking.
Does anyone go, look at them two over there? Or do you just let it be?
I think it's seen as like artistic license, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I go,
like smoking.
I'm quite bored.
You can
at this
do it
point.
If it's part of a stage play, can't you?
Did you do anything like, you know, sing happy birthday to yourself or stuff? Or
no, most of my birthdays are quite terrible.
Oh, that was one of the good ones?
Yeah, because it's interesting.
What's the terrible birthday?
I was living in Broccoli and I'd come home with the shopping, and this was a point where I didn't do shopping. I just ate Warburton's sandwiches with salad, cream and ham.
Similar to now.
Yeah, but that was my staple. Like now I eat chicken or something. So I'm coming home and I walk into the flat, and my friend Constancia. Make up a name. We used to share a kitchen as bedroom together, so we partitioned the kitchen into two bedrooms. And
stop again. There's going to be lots of stops and starts because there are sort of mini revelations throughout that we have to address.
I can't see.
So you've got a kitchen.
Yeah, it's quite a big
kitchen. So it starts off as not a bedroom.
Yeah,
it is now two bedrooms.
Yeah,
what is dividing the kitchen?
An IKEA, one of those one. a wardrobe you put up. You know those kind of plasticky ones.
So there's a massive wardrobe in the middle of the kitchen with two beds either side of it.
Yeah.
And what, like taps, dishwasher, cupboard, fridge?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The annoying thing is we told one of the housemates not to use the washer during the night when we're in bed.
What,
we invariably use the washer during the night when we're in bed.
But presumably it's making your actual bed wobble.
Yeah.
So
you come in and go, sorry guys.
How
and then
you
open
get
the
away
washer
with...
and put loads of washing in.
How did you get away with doing anything private?
We don't. Here's the story. So I came home and I have this thing walk in the house and Constancia said she's out for the day, but I see her in bed on her side of the room, which is essentially my bed, essentially my side of the room, with this man that's name is like coughing but for noses. So he was called Josh Coughing. Right on the nose. And they were having sex.
So you, when you walk into your house...
In my bedroom, essentially.
You can just see that.
Yeah.
When you walk in?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Well, they clocked me after I was looking for a while.
They cocked you?
And then I went nuts.
What do you mean?
I threw the groceries out of the window. I told him to get out, Mr. Coughing, but he wouldn't get out. And then I just smashed all the plates in the place and just, I had to sit on the toilet. I had to go in. I was so angry and fuming. This kind of natural anger.
What had made you so angry?
Because at the time, this is so irrational. I understand that. But it felt like my primal harem, my harem, it was like a cuckoo's nest. And I'd come back as Mr. Cuckoo. Or no, it's the other way around, isn't it? I'm the bird that the cuckoo is coming to. So I'm at home waiting for my nest and I've got my eggs there and I come home with the groceries to my nest and I see another cuckoo there with my... Is that where cuckold comes from?
I guess so.
There. And I just flipped out.
Did you fancy this girl then? This woman?
I must have done. We used to...
Yeah, let's ask someone who knows.
I used to go around to her side of the kitchen.
Take a nice
to her
walk
bedroom,
to the other side of the kitchen.
And we used to watch... She had one of those old, like, 90s TV at the end of her bed, and she was a great artist. And we used to watch, like, shows at night. I can't remember, like, Friends or something. And she used to fall asleep on my chest, and it was very lovely. So I must have been in love with her. Yeah, I was in love
with her. That's the problem. That's the problem. It's not just you've come home, you've seen someone... That's crazy situation to live in. How much was the rent, by the way?
$550 a month.
What?
Yeah. And there were four of us living in the apartment. So it was a two-bedroom apartment.
Wait, but you weren't paying as much as the people who got a room.
Yeah, I was.
No.
Yeah. But then me and Constantine said a name then. We were like, wait a minute. Probably we should be paying less than
maybe,
the people
yeah.
that have
yeah,
the
what,
rooms.
For just a bed in a kitchen?
We thought it was a great deal at the time.
Did you ever do anything in that bed? Then
I did, yeah, actually.
So did you not get seen, or how did you not get away?
Well, she wasn't there at the time.
Oh. Also, what happened after you smashed everything to bits? Did you apologize?
Yeah.
Did you feel bad?
Well, yeah. Terrible. But I sat on the toilet in the toilet for a long time.
Well, that was someone else's
minutes.
Bedroom as well, which was awkward.
Yeah, I'm sat there going, get out of my room.
There was a family of four in there that he had to kick out to use the toilet. Open the fridge, just move two people down the fridge a little bit and pop his milk in and then run to the bathroom where there's four people.
I was so primarily furious. I thought I was going to kill someone. I thought this is how people just kill people in red rage. So I was like, I've never run before in my life. I was like, the only thing I can think of doing is expelling energy is running. So I went to my room, got on jogging bottoms, got on a t-shirt, and got on a little cap and went out. And I ran for 5 minutes and then I got stroked. Not stroked.
Ran for 5 minutes, had a stroke, went home.
Got a stitch and then came home.
Happy birthday to you on that day then. And remember, that's his birthday.
Yeah. One of his... Yeah, not as bad ones.
Sad. What are you doing for your birthday?
I'm in Glastonbury. So, what are you laughing at?
Very similar, isn't it?
The first day of Glastonbury, which apparently is quite tricky.
Who's playing this year, sir? Let's go through that.
It's an all right lineup. It's an okay lineup.
Who is it?
Coldplay.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh,
They'll be amazing, you know.
Yeah,
you'll watch them because you think, oh, I like a couple. You'll know 20 songs.
I like everyone.
And they'll be fantastic. Get a little bit pissed. Coldplay will be amazing.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa?
Should be amazing. I love Dua Lipa. If you don't like it, it's just time.
I genuinely
really like Dua Lipa, by the way. I think great songs. Really, yeah, very good pop music. She'll be great.
But then SZA, I don't know if she's another headline, and Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much, to be honest.
It's a good one. So on the Wednesday, apparently, it's a bit more of a sluggish day because you've got to set up camp, get everything from like A to Z and A to B, I should have said. I don't know why I went all the way to Z. But apparently, it's massive. Do you know?
Oh, Glastonbury.
Yeah.
I think there's about 60 odd people who go. It's big.
No, but in terms of the space, right? Imagine walking from Ancoats to Castlefield. That's how big it is.
Wow.
Someone's drawn the map around the city centre of Manchester. And when if you want to go from one side to the other, you've got to go from Ancoats, literally all the way from the marina there to like Castlefield.
Yeah.
Far.
So where is it from? Sorry, Ancoats to where?
Fast Castlefield.
Wow. What, in Manchester?
Yeah.
Let me get it straight. No, walking from one edge of Glastonbury to the other is like walking from northern... What did you say?
Ancoats. To Castlefield.
In Manchester.
Yeah. And there's no trams. You can't even have one.
Surely there's a Boots on the way, though.
No, there's not a Boots.
MS Food, surely.
Festivals have co-ops now.
Co-op are getting in there.
Can we talk about the rise of the co-op?
Yeah.
It's gone phenomenal.
Do you remember when we were kids, co-op, blue letters, and their thing, they had like blue lines that would go across. That was their brand, wasn't it? Shop. You'd have white packaging with blue lines across it. Mm. That was co-op. It was very cheap back in those days, and it was a bit shit.
Yeah, it was a bit shit.
Mm. But you used to get big co-ops as well, not massive ones, but there's one in Worksop that was where Matalan is now. There was a very big co-op, like probably 10, 15 aisles, a big co-op. Yeah. Now, they're all shrunken. Sure. They're the most expensive supermarket, 100%. Except like Waitrose.
Yeah.
And their branding is all sort of cool, trendy. I know that's what co-op means, but they've somewhere along the line, I bet they've had a new CEO, a new head of marketing. Some sort of rebrand has gone on with co-op, hasn't
they? Own all of Noma, don't they?
Do they?
Well, that place is all owned by a co-op, so they must be raking it in at the moment.
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
My friend, Mr. Docks, used to rob from the co-op donuts.
Really?
Didn't need to, but he used to rob them.
What, just the adrenaline?
Just before debating class, yeah.
Did you ever rob anything when I was a kid?
I used to be big into it, yeah. I used to like it. My first ever fix, if you want to call it that, I just stole a handful of shelled Brazil nuts from Sainsbury's.
Jesus.
I didn't even know what to do with them, and my mum found them, and I never just sort of said, oh, they were free.
I stole a lot of money from an old man once.
Right, that's so different.
Yeah, but it's just as good. What?
It was back in the days of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and I was addicted to buying Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Dom, this is really bad.
I used to trade in my old games for PS2, 4 packs of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. But I needed more money. And I went to my friend's stepdad's house, who was really old, 70 or something, and he had a big jar of cash that he'd been saving up for about 25 years or something. And he was like, all right, lads, count that out for me, see how much I've got in there. So we're on the floor with a big pile of money and £5 notes, and £10 notes, and pounds and stuff. I was like, if I steal some of this, he won't miss it. And I can buy lots of packs of Yu-Gi-Oh cards with it. So every now and again, I'd do that flick motion, putting a pound underneath my thigh or something. And I went home waddling with my...
just absolutely laden.
How much do you think you got?
Probably like 70 quid, but when you're like 8...
No, that...
You stole 70 quid? That's mad!
How much was in there?
Probably hundreds or thousands. Hundreds of thousands. Yeah, just living at Terry's house and stealing, but he's got £100,000 in this thing.
No,
and I put it all on my desk. It was like, Smaug's, like, treasure. And my mum must have found it during the night. During the night? I had a torchlight. during the day. And she went nuts and we gave it all to charity. Instead of giving it back.
You didn't give it back?
What do you mean?
When you say charity, she spent it on fucking Yu-Gi-Oh cards for herself. Give me that money, I'll spend it on charity. Yeah. Then your dad found it. He made her give it away. He got it. It's just been passed around all the way back through town until the original bloke got it again.
Yeah.
She didn't spend it on charity. She's kept that. Have you ever considered that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think it was more the shame of your son stealing from someone that she didn't want to go back.
Mm, yeah, that would have been awkward. I've got
were
two
you
things.
Stealing, sorry?
No. I got a pretty nervous. Now and again, you would just sort of not beep something through self-checkout.
Here's a question. If you found a wallet with £5,000 in it, would you give it back?
What else has he got in it?
His ID and phone number and...
Who is he?
Library card.
Who is it?
You don't know.
He's called Phil Jupitus.
Here's the thing with Phil. You run the risk of handing it back, right? 5K. And then you think maybe he might give us something. But you run the risk of getting zilch.
But also,
also no one knows you've got it.
Just take it. And then just send in the wallet back.
Yeah,
that's what I'm surrounded by villains.
I'd take the money and send in all the important things back.
Sorry, you'd have to cancel your cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, although presumably the 5 grand that I've taken would make a dent in that anyway, wouldn't it?
What you wouldn't do?
You're vile, you two.
What do you mean?
Oh, you found some money on the floor that clearly belongs to someone.
You found 5 grand. 5 grand. You won't keep any of it.
I love that. You run the risk of not getting a reward. Yeah, but you left the house that day without that 5 grand.
Yeah, well, he left the house today and dropped his fucking wallet.
Plus, he is carrying £5,000 in cash with him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Which is a bit silly.
That's all he's got left.
More fool him.
That's probably all he's got left.
More fool him.
His son and his mate stole half his money when they were counting it out. Ethan, what are you doing in that situation?
Could you take... a grand.
That's not a bad shout, actually.
How is that not a bad shout?
Because he's still got 4 left.
And you're going to go around to his house?
No, you're going to find his house, pop it through the door. Make sure he's not got a Ring doorbell.
What if he has? He's got a Ring doorbell.
Oh, well.
I auditioned for Ring once.
Can we please get to the end of one story?
I'd post it to him.
And but have the return on it.
No, it won't. Who are you? It's not the 70s. You just go write a letter, put his address on it, and then put it through the letterbox.
But you should really
doesn't have the PO
should,
box.
You should
on
really
it.
Put your own address on those.
Have the return.
What if he's moved house?
I don't. It's his problem.
You're taking all 5 grand.
No, I'd do an Ethan and take 2.
No,
he said one.
All right, I've got.
I just wear a balaclava.
I take 5.
What?
Wear a balaclava to avoid the Ring doorbell.
What, so then he opens the door and puts a fucking shotgun into your chest?
He won't have a shotgun.
Why won't he? He's got 5
grand. Who is this man? Who is this man who's got a shotgun?
Phil Jupitus.
Phil Jupitus.
Honestly, I'd take you it lot all. Are sick.
If I could get away with it, I'd take it all.
That's shit.
It's the same thing if you did lottery with someone.
No, it's not.
And and they said, "Oh, I bought the ticket. It's mine." Or should
like
we
a syndicate?
Split? Yeah, I'd steal all the syndicate money if I could. When I was on World of Warcraft, they put me in charge of the guild bank.
Let people know what this means.
So it's 150 people that have come together on a game, and they spent maybe 1,000 hours together, and everything they acquire on the game. It's very social. So you're on Discord and you're talking and everything. Everything they acquire in the game, they put it all into one place. And now someone has to be in charge of distributing that wealth to the guild for, you know, to get through dungeons and things. So I wheedled my way up the ranks of trust, like Stalin. And I said,
Bank, you mean? Because that's something very similar, isn't it?
And I said, I'll take care of the bank.
Oh, and then they go, who's this guy? We don't know him. They go, yes, you do.
And I skimmed off the top for probably a year and left them with nothing at the end of it.
That's bad. Did they all kick off?
Yeah, they went crazy. But I changed server so they couldn't find me.
So gross.
So some people after us now.
No.
It's not like Bitcoin.
5 years
it's
old.
Just in-game.
Right.
Well, you could sell it for real money.
Oh, so literally probably a crime then?
Possibly, yeah.
Great, just admitted to that. What's this about trashing houses? Have we already talked about that story?
Well, that was one.
Yeah.
I've trashed houses quite a few times because it always ends up with... I went out with a friend who's now lives in Australia called Davith. And we went out on a night out and he found a woman at the bar who was with another man at the bar.
Christ.
Her boyfriend. And he started getting off with this woman.
That's my worst nightmare, that.
Yeah.
And going out with your girlfriend and they just start snogging someone else in front of you.
Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
But I'm just saying.
It did happen on the time I was there.
To this person?
And then I went home with those two.
With the man and the woman?
Yeah, my friend and this woman.
What's the husband doing?
I don't know. You think he gave up and went home?
What, like a fucking...
It couldn't have been
like a... Like what? Like a gorilla? Like really, this is some sort of primal...
It literally was that.
And then eventually they go, oh, the bigger boy's come and taken my girlfriend. I'll just go home and make a lasagna for her tomorrow night.
I suppose so. The stranger... I actually missed out a story of the casino the other day. There was a very odd couple sat next to us, but I'll get onto that if we've got time. I want time.
That's on last week's podcast, by the way.
Oh, right, yeah,
so,
whatever.
So, So, so you are taking her back to her
own house? So
no, my friend's taking her back to his house, and I'm coming along on the bus. And then we're all sat on the bed, and I don't know what's going
on. Why are you there?
I don't know.
Surely you could take the sign that maybe you should leave.
Well, they had to tell me after about an hour of me sat on the bed with them. They were like, Dom, we kind of want to, you know, can you leave? And I saw that as an affront. I don't like being left out is what I found. Or being taken the fool. But I wasn't taken the fool in this case. I was left out. So I felt like the gorilla going home. Mm. Or on this David Attenborough documentary, there's this seal behind a rock. And he's looking at this other huge elephant seal. And the other elephant seal's got all the women. And there's this
What's he got?
He's just behind the rock looking. But when this other elephant seal, the prime or whatever it's called, goes away a little bit, he's had sex with all of them, the seal behind the rock sees his opportunity and comes in and tries to have sex with at least one or two of these other elephant seals.
He'll do anything.
And there's this shot of this elephant seal having sex with one of the prime elephant seals' women. He's like that, held onto his neck. And he sees it come back and he's like that. His eyes go... and he runs away. And the seal behind the rock is what I'm trying to say. That would be the title of my autobiography. So I'm sat there on the bed. They tell me to go away, essentially. And I'm sleeping on the couch. And to calm me down a little bit, he gives me a shot of vodka or something. Here you go, Dom. Have a nice night. So when they're asleep or whatever, I go and raid all the cupboards and drink all the vodka. And then I start tipping the plates out of the cupboard.
Oh.
And then after I drank all the vodka, I go into their room in the middle of the night and I wake him up and I said, stand up.
No, don't.
I said, stand up. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
No.
So I was doing the gorilla thing of, it wasn't even attracted to the woman.
So then what happened?
Then what happened?
He just told me to go to bed and I did. But he never spoke to me again because I trashed his house. He paid for it all as well. He didn't even ask me to pay for it. And in that other place in Broccoli, I scratched all the marble surfaces before we had to leave. I'm coming across as a really bad person.
Are you a bad person?
I think so.
Is this in your past?
Sorry, Ethan, what do you make of
this? Yeah, it's in my past.
Oh.
A bit worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I've done a lot of bad things.
You're a good lad.
Well, I don't think I am.
No, it's been nice.
Oh, right, okay. I've got a good heart.
Have you?
Yes. I'm misunderstood. Probably very understood, actually.
You're too understood.
Yeah, because the girls who none of us liked in that flat really was horrendous woman. So, and her dad had paid all the deposit.
Did you by any chance sell her up the river?
And then
as well?
She stole my shaver on the way out. She didn't need a shaver. She's a woman.
Women don't have hair.
I used to cut. So at the end couple of days when she'd moved out, I'd cut loads of tomatoes on the work surfaces.
You showed her your bruschetta.
Yeah, and then her dad didn't get the deposit back. It was like $4,000. Well, fuck her.
This is crazy.
This is another side of Dom, isn't it?
Yeah, why today have you chosen to air your nastier side out?
I think because I'm feeling good.
Maybe it's a sign of that, because you've not done anything nasty like that in ages.
No, I haven't. No.
So that passed.
No, I always justify it. What do they call it? Chaotic good.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's good about it?
It's justice.
Just fucking Batman. Because what,
that justice for the underdog.
Okay.
I'm the king of the underdogs.
I don't have the confidence to do anything like that, but I'd quite like it. That's what I'm like.
Honestly, I've never met a group of people so villainous in all my life.
No,
have
you but stolen
you
anything?
You do that.
No, but I've never...
What would I do? Go into a mate's room and tell him to stand up so I could fight him.
She threw my friend's double bass down the stairs. You know.
Wow.
Yeah. Go and she used on, to Ethan, do daddy anal play with her boyfriend that she used to leave open on a laptop.
Daddy what?
Right, we're trimming that out.
Wait, no, that's staying in. What?
It's not staying in.
Yeah.
What do you mean leave it open on the...
Because she would let me use her Apple iPad.
On her laptop?
Yeah, and she'd let me use her Apple iPad. Not Apple MacBook. She didn't have any locks on it or anything. She used to let me go on Mozilla or whatever it's called. And it just used to be up, all the messages and everything from her boyfriend.
So you'd scroll through and read all them?
Absolutely.
I had
very funny.
I had a friend who lost a phone, and someone very kindly lent them their old phone, and it was linked to their Google history. So we got to see all the kind of pornography they were interested in. Yeah, that was quite...
Life is hell, isn't it? That's what we've learned today.
Life is suffering.
Life is hell, yeah. Yeah.
Are we doing me versus Dom?
Yes, I've got a big quiz.
Episode one.
Welcome to Dom versus Ethan. Bubba-da-bum. I've decided to do one question each. We've got three questions in total. See who's got the most points.
It's a quick fire.
It's not quick fire. We're going to take our time. But I've decided to mix things up with different themes each week. Dom, you're going to be questioned on Newcastle.
What the fuck?
Ethan being from Newcastle. And then Ethan, you're going to be questioned on acting, actors slash actresses. Is that all right with you?
Oh, I'm terrible with that.
Brilliant. That's perfect.
I know nothing about Newcastle.
So it's your specialist subject for him and his specialist subject for you.
I don't even know that much about acting. I would be working.
Well, that doesn't matter because it's not your quiz.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, I might give you clues along the way. It depends.
What do we win or lose? What's the
fault? Oh, yes, great question.
Fight to the death.
I'll kill him.
Newcastle upon Tyne's famous football team is correctly known by which nickname?
I think I know this, actually. I think I know this.
What?
The Rangers.
No.
What is it, Ethan?
Is it the Magpies?
It is the Magpies.
Fuck, who knows that?
The Rangers.
This one, now this is just a generic quiz. I've typed in quiz about acting and then this has come up. Can
These
you tell me who plays Ethan Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider movies?
Oh, she's quite pretty, isn't she? Ooh, Lara Croft. I don't know.
Make a guess.
I can see it.
Come on, you got this.
You got 5 seconds.
He knows this. He's just milking it.
I don't. Is it? What's the one from Michelle Keegan?
Michelle Keegan plays Lara Croft.
Decent casting, though. I've got to say.
Yeah, it's not
bad. Okay, right.
Angelina Jolie.
Give me the answer. You've been doing a pub quiz 2 a week for about 2 years. You didn't even say whether his answer's correct.
Your answers weren't correct. I thought it was ridiculous. Angelina Jolie.
How many questions do they have each?
3.
Oh, wow.
So you're nearly up there. This is tricky, this one. But
I don't know nothing
crossed.
About Newcastle.
What is, and I'll do it to the nearest 100,000, the population of Newcastle?
It's guessable, at least.
It's quite big, isn't it? How many has Staley Bridge got? Like 10,000. Mm-hmm. Manchester's what, 1 million? No, it can't be 1 million.
700,000. Upon Tyne. This is according to...
So it's a county.
Do you mean the city?
The actual city, sorry. The actual city.
100,000.
100,000?
No.
What do you think it would be?
Can I guess a specific number? I'd have to guess it in the 100,000.
Because it's not your question, you have to get it pretty much bang on for you to get the point.
I'd say 260,000.
Ooh. Stockport's 290.
According to the Living North website, 300,000 people live in Newcastle. So it's still nil. Why?
Nil. Bloody hell.
Don't be so tight. Right. Are you ready for your next question on acting?
Oh, yes.
Charlie Chaplin is one of Britain's best known actors. Where in London would you find a bronze statue of him? Quite a famous area. So Charlie Chaplin is one of Britain's best... Do you know this one?
No.
Best known actors. Where in London would you find a bronze statue of him?
In the West End.
That's general.
No. What's the answer?
Well, Leicester Square.
That's general.
I think we have to give him that.
That's general!
Leicester Square
is... Where's the West End? Loads of places.
I think we have to give him that.
I'd give him that. That's like saying to the nearest 100,000.
I suppose it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know nothing about Newcastle.
All you had to do was
acting just... general knowledge.
Right, you were 100,000 off getting the last one right. So you're not... It's possible.
You ready? Ready for the next one?
And you have to get this right, otherwise you've
got... Oh, right, okay.
This is
there's no forfeit anywhere.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. Who said of Bernard Castle establishment, "There is good ale at the King's Head. Say you know me, and I am sure that will not charge you for it. And he is a famous writer. Which writer said this about the Barnard Castle establishment? There is good ale at the King's Head.
Oh, Samuel Pepys.
Is it?
No, it's Charles Dickens.
Oh.
Charles Dickens said it.
He's not from Newcastle.
Barnard Castle's in Durham, isn't it?
This is just terminology about Newcastle.
Durham isn't Newcastle, though. So maybe we should give him another question. That's fair. Hell, I mean, and it's Ethan who's brought it up.
So right, fair enough,
Ethan. Left it and won, but he didn't.
To which saint is the Newcastle Cathedral dedicated to?
What? Do you know? Say Ethan? That again. Say that again.
To which saint is the Newcastle Cathedral dedicated?
Saint Bartholomew.
No. Do you know, Ethan?
Is it Saint James?
No, Saint Nicholas.
Christmas.
Wow. It's nice, isn't it? So you're 1-0 down, mate. You're 1-0 down.
Well done, Ethan.
Ethan James.
Thank you. That's so easy. That's
what we're going to be.
We'll come up with a forfeit next week. Don't you worry about that. We'll
look. How are you feeling about that?
How about the acting's general knowledge, essentially?
Okay, so how about we do specialist subjects for next week?
No, I want a sudden death question now.
No, you've lost.
You just bring up a question.
You've lost.
It's impossible.
No, it's not.
Acting's general knowledge. Okay, Newcastle's not general knowledge.
Did you know where the Charlie Chaplin statue was?
Oh, no, I took a punt.
He took a punt.
How am I supposed to take a punt on Newcastle?
You could take a punt perhaps on 300,000, which you almost
That's
got right.
One out of three.
You only got one out of three.
What would your specialist subject be for next week?
As in things I would know and he wouldn't know. Yeah, organ music.
Okay. And what's yours, Ethan?
Oh, that's a good point.
What's your specialist subject?
I would say the 2011-12 season for Newcastle United.
There you go. So we just flip them over.
That's so esoteric.
Brilliant.
Bring it on. Thank you very much.
Baroque organ music then from 1600 to 1750.
Fuck that.
I'll write the questions on that.
I could do the David Tennant era from Doctor Who.
Nah, you're quite good at that. Do you like Doctor Who?
No, I hate it.
Right, we're going to go anyway. Thank you very much for watching.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
I'm not evil, by the way.
No, we know you're not. You just had a couple of tough years.
Ta-ra.
Wave, Ethan.